From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. This time, it's another predominantly fusion-oriented show, and it's another 1970s-oriented program as well. As longtime listeners of Jazz Progressions are aware, I'm quite partial to the early days of jazz rock fusion from the late 60s through the 70s and into the 80s. That isn't to say that there aren't plenty of modern-day fusion acts out there, and some very good ones at that, keeping jazz rock fusion alive in the 21st century. But I like to go back to the roots of this unique genre and oftentimes play some lesser-known artists from back then who helped to shape jazz rock. We'll begin with some classic sounds out of the UK from 1970. First up, the Keith Tippett Group. Keith Tippett on acoustic and electric piano. He'll be featured on electric on this tune. With three members of the Soft Machine, as of 1970, Elton Dean on sax, Mark Cherig, cornet, and Nick Evans, trombone. Also, Jeff Klein on bass, and Alan Jackson on drums. This is a track from the album You Are Here, I Am There. It's Stately Dance for Miss Prim. Thank you. We began that set with the Keith Tippett Group from 1970, the album You Are Here, I Am There, an album straddling the boundary between free improvisation and jazz fusion. We heard Stately Dance for Miss Prim. That album reissued on CD, thanks to the Cherry Red Records Group in the UK, Cherry Red reissuing many classic UK progressive rock and fusion albums from the 1970s. And lastly, also from 1970, a track from the debut album from Ian Carr's Nucleus. Trumpeter Ian Carr began performing in more of a free improv avant-garde setting in the 60s, moving into the fusion era in the early 70s, his style of playing heavily influenced by Miles Davis. The album Elastic Rock, with Brian Smith on tenor sax, Carl Jenkins on baritone sax, oboe, acoustic, and electric piano, Chris Spedding, guitar, Jeff Klein, once again, on bass, and John Marshall on drums. We heard Torrid Zone. That album has also been reissued on CD. It's part of a 2-CD set, which is part of a series of 2-CD sets, all issued on the BGO label. BGO has reissued much of the Nucleus catalog from the 1970s, more or less in chronological order and all in double disc sets. This volume features Elastic Rock from 1970 and also the album We'll Talk About It Later from 1971. We'll begin this set with music from The Electromagnets, an American fusion band featuring a then young up-and-coming guitarist named Eric Johnson. From their second album, the sessions recorded in 1975, Electromagnets 2, it's a quartet with Eric Johnson on guitar, Kyle Brock on bass, Stephen Barber keyboards, and the late Bill Maddox on drums. This is the opening track, Pea Song. Thank you. some classic mid-70s fusion. All three of these albums have been reissued on compact disc. That last track from 1977, and a band fronted by Finnish guitarist Jukka Tolunen, with Koste Apetreja, additional guitar, the iconic German keyboardist Joachim Kuhn, bassist Christer Eklund, drummer Bill Carson, and percussionist Harri Merilahti. The album A Passenger to Paramaribo. Paramaribo is the capital of Suriname in northeastern South America. We heard Air Rock, that album reissued on Lush Records. From 1976, more classic sounds out of the UK. This time, a quartet called Major Surgery, with Don Weller on sax, Jimmy Roach guitar, Bruce Colcott bass, and Tony Marsh on drums, from their debut album, The First Cut, reissued by Proper Music. We heard Foul Group Practices. And we began the set with The Electromagnets, featuring Eric Johnson on guitar, from Electromagnets 2, sessions recorded in 1975, reissued on CD on Vortexen Music. We heard P Song. P is P-E-A in this case, if you were wondering. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about the show, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes at your leisure, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions, show number 1620. We'll begin our final set of the hour with an obscure fusion band called Love, Cry, Want. A quartet consisting of Nicholas, that's the only name he goes by here, on a prototype guitar synthesizer, also additional electronics and tape, Joe Gallivan on drums, percussion, steel guitar, and Moog synthesizer, the great jazz organist Larry Young, and rounding out the quartet, drummer Jimmy Molneri. A session recorded in concert at Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. in June of 1972. The album Love, Cry, Want, reissued in 2010 as a double LP by the Weird Forest label. And from that, we'll listen to The Great Medicine Dance. Thank you. closing that set and also the hour with more great electric jazz out of the UK. And another one of those records that blurs the lines between free improvisation, the avant-garde, and jazz rock fusion. The album Secret Asylum from 1973, and a quintet fronted by guitarist Ray Russell, with Gary Window on tenor sax, Harry Beckett, trumpet and flugelhorn, Daryl Runswick, bass, and Alan Rushton on drums. The sessions released on the Black Lion label in 1973. We heard the closing two pieces of the A-side of the LP. The two pieces flowed continuously without a break, All Through Over You and Nearer. Before that, from 1972, Love, Cry, Want, comprised of Nicholas, Joe Gallivan, Larry Young, and Jimmy Mulneary, respectively. Session recorded in Washington, D.C. in the summer of 1972. The album Love, Cry, Want, we listened to The Great Medicine Dance. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Please tune in again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.